every woman that walks in our door, they are coming in with different goals, with different backgrounds, and we like to think that we use fitness as a vehicle to help them to reach those goals. What does happiness look like to them? You know, meditating on what they want to see for their life in the next 5 years, you know, maybe taking some time to just be quiet and think about, if my life could look like anything in 5 years, what do I want it to be? And write it all down and formulate that plan. And then from there, be like, okay, what do I need to do for the next step?
Welcome to the Mother Honestly podcast. This is your host, Blessing Adesio, founder and CEO of Mother Honestly. On this show, we interview ambitious women that are thriving in and beyond motherhood. Expect honest and real conversations that will encourage and inspire you to take actions on your dreams.
Welcome to the podcast today. I am your podcast manager, Kristen, and with us today we have our host and CEO of Mother Honestly, Blessing, COO of Mother Honestly, Nicole, and our special guests for today are Lindsay and Janelle from the Barcode Detroit. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
I'm so super excited. I mean, Lindsay and I, we've met a couple of times, and also Janelle just had a little one who is 4 months old,
which we're going to get into.
I know. And you both, you ladies both have boys, correct?
We both
have. So it's
kind
of like the boy club in the studio full of women, probably.
Boy moms.
It's kind of a nice balance, though. We have, you know, our work day is covered in pink, and then when we go home, it's playing with trucks.
Awesome. It's a really good balance. So Lindsay, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners about yourself? I know you have a very interesting background, Michigan State, dancing, cheerleading, and then now sports. So just give us a little bit of a background into who you are and what you do.
Sure. So I grew up in Bay City, which is a couple hours north of here, and I was a dancer my entire life. I loved performing, and it's helped me to transition really well into what we're doing now. Janelle and I met our freshman year. Well, technically we met at a dance competition when we were in middle school.
So rivals.
Yes. Different studios down in Florida.
I want to know who won.
Janelle came from an amazing studio. We looked up to them so much. I grew up in a really small studio up in Bay City. But so we kind of became buddies at that competition, parted ways. But then became fast friends at Michigan State. We were on the dance team as freshmen together. And then for the next 4 years, we lived together and were traveling the country with Michigan State athletics to Final Fours and bowl games and just supporting Michigan State. And it was an incredible experience. After college, I thought that I wanted to go into the corporate world. And so I, for 2 years, was working in corporate sales and quickly found out that that wasn't for me. I wanted to do something where I felt like I had more of a voice and I wanted to feel less like a number. And so I started making a list in my head of anything in the world that I thought that I would enjoy doing. So I was like, maybe I'll be a dog walker or own a boutique or a dance studio or a fitness studio. I'm like, what is it that is going to make me happy? And quickly, when weighing out the pros and cons, I decided that fitness was going to be where it was at, although, you know, maybe in a couple of years I'll pick up the dog walking too.
Walking is fun, especially with the cute dogs.
Oh yeah.
Like, give me all the cute dogs and I can walk them for a living. That'd be awesome. So you started this fitness studio. Let's go to Janelle real quick. What's your background? I know, you know, we kind of
crossed over
a little bit there.
We're two bodies, but really one soul most of the time. I don't need to really recap that. Post Michigan State, I was not ready to go into the corporate field and kind of took a hiatus from my business degree to go live in Chicago for a little bit, taught dance there, and then moved to California where I started traveling with the auto show circuit. So completely.
So you left and you were here.
Yes.
That's an interesting mix.
I know, we missed
so how did you guys
so much.
Come back together?
Sad. When Lindsay, actually, I was home for the holidays and she kind of approached me about her dream for 2013 and knew that I ultimately wanted to come home eventually. Dance, as you guys know, was a big passion of mine. I always wanted to open a dance studio, something like that. So she knew my interest was there. but we kind of started talking more fitness, and so started looking into different franchise opportunities or, you know, things that drew our interest, just kind of vision boarding things. And she literally came out to California and took me home, literally.
Wow. Grabbed her by the ear, got on a plane, and away we went.
That sounds like a thing Lisa would do. She's very like, okay, we got to do this. We got to do it now. I'm getting on the plane.
Bringing you home.
Yeah, and I, you know, we've never looked back. It's been an incredible journey these past 5 years. And now, you know, we've divided our roles up pretty well in the business, which has allowed us to grow our three locations here in Metro Detroit. And, you know, we're excited to see what the next 5 years brings.
So where are those locations at exactly?
We're here in Birmingham and Royal Oak and then in Rochester Hills.
Awesome.
So let's talk a little, let's kind of step back a little bit. So you guys decided to start this franchise business, and I want to imagine that you've already kind of been in the fitness world somehow because you had to kind of keep fit for your dance competitions and things like that. So why the backward?
When we first started looking into a studio, what stood out to us about the Barcode, it was two things. Number one was the variety in our programming. So we do offer classic bar classes, but we also have classes that involve kickboxing. We have a boot camp class. We have a heated bar class. There are restorative classes that involve more of a stretching and mindfulness component to them. So we loved that it was kind of a one-stop shop for women's fitness. And then the second, and the piece that really drew me in, was the empowerment piece. So the Barcode is a mantra that we live by. I know, Blessing, you've seen in our studios. It's big and bold as soon as you walk in. And it's a statement just about finding acceptance within yourself and accepting the differences that make us beautiful. Every woman that walks in our door, they are coming in with different goals, with different backgrounds. And we like to think that we use fitness as a vehicle to help them to reach those goals. So while fitness might be our product and what we offer within our classes, we have kick butt classes, but truly their goal behind them is to help women feel happier, feel healthier, feel more confident and capable within their lives and anything that they want to take on.
I love that. And so you guys started the Barcode. And so I guess my question is, how did you decide to pick the Barcode? Because obviously this was something that wasn't here in the Detroit area. I think you guys are the only franchise owner of the Barcode in the Metro Detroit area. Am I right? Okay. So how did you like do like this expansive research and say, okay, this market is not existent here? And the reason I bring that up is because I know a lot of moms are trying to start something new for themselves. And so how can they possibly find something that is not there yet and make it happen? You know what I mean? So how did you guys settle on your market research and, you know, okay, this is something that is missing that we want to provide for, you know, for the Metro Detroit?
So for me, when I was introduced to the Barcode, it was something that I was personally missing in my life. So we mentioned my best friend was living across the country. And honestly, the year that we made this shift, it was because I was having kind of a down year. It was not a great year for me. I was feeling lonely and in a new city and away from my family. And all of our college roommates had scattered across the Midwest. And it was kind of a turning point where it was something that I needed. And when I found it, I was like, oh my God, not only do I need this, but I think that other women could benefit from it too. And so for women who are looking for a business or trying to find what sticks, I think it is thinking about what they would want or what isn't out there that they would want, because that's where their heart would be. That's why I've had so much passion about it, because the Barcode, yeah, it's our business and our career, but it's changed my life in so many ways outside of career. It's changed my personal life. Our clients and our staff, they're like family.
Amazing. Amazing. So Janelle, I want to come back to you a little bit, because I know you just had a little son. Yeah. He's 4 months old, and both of you are now moms. So how is the transition now that you're a mom, you know, fitness wise and also from a career standpoint?
You're catching me at a good time. you know, it's ever changing right now. And I've always been a person that everything I do, I want to do it 100%. And it's kind of been to be completely honest and vulnerable in this moment, it's been very eye-opening to me that it is hard to do it all and do it all really well. So it's kind of touch and go right now. You know, my son, he's not sleeping actually, and that's been the hardest thing.
We're in the same boat.
Yeah.
He wakes up every hour. To breastfeed.
You know, and I've tried everything, and I keep telling Lindsay, I've read every book, I've done everything to, you know, and that's what kind of person I am. And what my mom keeps telling me is, Janelle, he runs the schedule, you know?
Absolutely.
So it's kind of being open-minded, you know, like, yes, I have my to-do list and I have my schedule every day of what I'm hoping to get done, but I have to be a little less hard on myself if I don't meet those needs every single day.
And I love that you're being vulnerable about it, because, you know, one of the things that we do on this show is share, you know, we share a lot of our successes, and, you know, the people we interview, we talk about the successes, but I think also talking about the failures and the challenges that we face in motherhood, and trying to align our goals and our ambitions and our dream of being, you know, an amazing business owner, but you also want to be an exceptional mom. So how are you, Lindsay, I know you've transitioned 15 months ago, or is it 2 years? I know.
Yeah, we're about halfway to two. We're halfway to 18 months.
So I think the last time I spoke to you was 15 months. So you've kind of spent a lot of time in motherhood. And I know that you've done a lot of work trying to balance both. And it's still a work in progress. So now that you both ladies are now moms, how are you running the business? Before, you're probably like 100% into it, doing everything. Have you seen that you needed to kind of shift responsibilities, rely more on your team? What are the different tools that you've used now that you're a mom to run your business and run it successfully?
Yeah, that's a good question. I do think that we are learning, really every year we get a little better about learning what we can delegate and what not only we want, or what we do want to keep for ourselves, the things that we enjoy and the things that we're good at, we keep. And then we are learning, I think, to delegate a little bit more. For me, in the transition, kind of like how Janelle said, with you can do anything, but you can't do everything.
I love that statement.
And for the first year, I tried to be full-time mom, full-time business owner. I burned myself out. I drove my husband crazy. It wasn't a good situation for anyone. And I felt like I wasn't fully present ever. I was like, I had a baby on a hip and I was answering an email on the other side or whatever. And so for me, a few months ago, I decided, okay, I need to, you know, ramp up my childcare situation. So that way, when I am with Tatum, my son, I can be fully there with him. And then when I'm in the business, I can be fully there too. It's almost about kind of making those blocks for yourself.
And I've had to do the same thing. You know, I started Mother Honestly when my son was literally 4 months. So I was literally breastfeeding and writing on post-it notes, this is my idea and this is what I need to do and this is what needs to happen. And again, it was just kind of ramping everything up on both hands. And so now, especially now after the summit, I'm like, I really need to sit down and think about, you know, how do I balance it? Because I still have a full-time job. I still have Mother Honestly and a baby and a family. So I think that that's one of the shifts that we're seeing, especially in today's world where women are wanting to have it all. And so how do you have it all? And I think that conversation will keep evolving, because you cannot have it all, right? Like something is going to shift at some point. And so it's all about alignment. It's all about integrating, you know, your work and your life in a way that is meaningful to you. And maybe even redefining success. Maybe and to you guys, you know, it's, you know, we absolutely now need to delegate. And maybe we don't need to, you know, open up 10 studios at a time. Maybe we need to, you know, kind of think about our strategy around our, you know, expansion. And so that leads me to the next question. What are you guys, you know, doing as far as now that you're a mom and you have this business, it's thriving, you guys are successful and growing, and hopefully you keep growing. So what is the expansion strategy and that in the realities of, in your, you know, in your current reality of a mother? What does growth and success look like now?
Yeah, so I think we told you, but we're really excited to invest in our current community right now. We're going to be moving our Birmingham location. Just a couple.
I didn't want to announce first.
Yeah, so we just announced on Monday, and it's been a very big work in the process for about a year now. Who would have thought moving is actually harder than starting a new location? Yeah. But the logistics are a little bit more heavy. But we're really excited because
are still going to be in the Birmingham in Birmingham.
We'll still be in Birmingham. Okay. We're just relocating a couple blocks. We're going to be in the Rail District now.
Okay.
So it's a brand new space, and you know, we're excited to give that to our community. They've been with us for so long, and now they'll get to enjoy some nice upgrades that they need. But we are very excited to kind of set some goals for the next 5 years for us. We definitely are looking to expand.
Okay.
We always take it kind of
one step at a time.
So we're doing kind of our research and seeing where we could potentially expand our community right now.
That's awesome. So just as a for moms that are looking to start a business or looking to go into the franchise world, what is a good step? If I'm a mom, I'm home, I just left my career, I'm trying to transition into a new career, or I don't like my job right now, I want to start something new, going to the franchising world, what is a good first step for that?
I think having a clear picture, like you said, about redefining success, what does success look like to them? What does happiness look like to them? You know, meditating on what they want to see for their life in the next 5 years. You know, maybe taking some time to just be quiet and think about, if my life could look like anything in 5 years, what do I want it to be? And write it all down and formulate that plan. And then from there, be like, okay, what do I need to do for the next step?
And if I do decide that I want to go into a franchise business, do I need a loan? I mean, what are the top three things that I need to know if I'm trying to go into a franchise business?
So each franchise can be a little bit different in regard to the cost that you incur at the start, in regard to the steps and the process. So for us, when we started, it was actually a New Year's resolution. And on January 1st, I drafted up an email, sent it to the Barcode headquarters.
Wow.
And from there, we started the journey. So, you know, reaching out if they find a franchise that they're really interested in to do that. I know there's also some resources online if they just start Googling franchise organizations, where you can find listings of hundreds and hundreds of franchises. And a lot of them are very targeted to women. And so it's about finding that fit. Again, that kind of plays into what they want their lives to look like and how involved they want to be at home, how involved they want to be within their career. You can structure your life however you want, and that's the beautiful thing, but it's about knowing what you want first before you take those next steps and make those decisions.
Absolutely. So now that, you know, things have kind of settled for you, Lindsay, you've figured out your childcare situation, what is your advice for moms that are looking to align their goals and their ambition in motherhood? What are your key actionable steps that you've taken in order to find balance and so that you're not burning out? Because you've said that, you know, you've burned out in the past, and that's something that you hopefully don't want to repeat again in the future. So what is your advice for that mom that is trying to strike a balance? And what are the steps that you've taken? You know, childcare is one. And what does that situation look like? And how are you like planning your day so that other people can learn from that?
Yeah, so I'm a huge advocate that, in the same way when you're on an airplane and they tell you you need to put your oxygen mask on first before you can help anyone else, that's very applicable in life too. So to find balance and to avoid burnout, for me, it means taking care of myself. I have developed a meditation practice where every single day I meditate, and it's 5-10 minutes. It's not a long time out of the day.
I need to get into this meditation business. I still don't know how to do it.
Like, do you have like an app you recommend? Or
I do. So I use the Calm app. I know Headspace is another good app for that. And Shine, actually. A lot of people do the Shine texts in the morning. They have a meditation component to their app as well, too. But I use Calm. I love it. And what started as me starting my day with just 5 minutes of meditation, now I also do their sleep meditation, which if anyone has a hard time turning their brain off at night, it's amazing. By the time the meditation's done, I'm out. I never hear the end of it. I don't know how it ends because I'm always sleeping.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And talking about being short on time but still trying to take care of ourselves, you're both in the fitness industry. If you had 15 minutes, what are the three moves that you both would recommend that you're going to get a ton out of and still feel like you did something? So what do you think?
I think something that combines strength and cardio kind of gives you that bang for your buck. So I would say squat jumps are great because squats are amazing for women. All of that lower body strength, plus when you're adding in the jump or even pop up on your toes at the top, it helps you to get that cardio boost as well. Another move would be a mountain climber. Lots of core work. When you're in a plank, you're working literally every part of your body, your shoulders,
really?
Your chest, your back, your core. And then if you add in that mountain climber where you start pulling your knees up into your chest, that can help to boost your cardio as well. And a third move,
I'd say push-ups.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
Push-ups are always great. I feel like that's the one thing that I can do well, no matter what. Other things, I'm like, just failing.
That's the one thing I'm embarrassed to do in front of people.
Really?
I'm like, please don't make me do a push-up.
It's a power move, and most women will say they have problems with it.
Maybe that's why I have good arms, even though I don't walk out.
You do have
good
arms.
I was just
going
to say, yeah, Blessing, you've got some serious arm goals over there,
girl. I have not walked out in 2 years. So maybe when I walk out, I'm going
to
have even more defined
arms. Serious guns.
What if you're at your desk? Like, because I am always behind my desk, and what can I do, you know, 5 minutes here and there to kind of keep the blood pumping and energized? And
I mean, try not to sit down. I would suggest trying to stand up if you
can. I do
have
a walk-in. I have a standing desk, and I
oh, nice.
Try that once in a while.
Yeah, because I think what's hard is, as women, we're always rounding our shoulders forward. You know, it's just like the way that we kind of are. So I think the first thing is to always work on posture, and that's something that we do a lot in our classes too.
But as she said, that we all
I know, we're like, take a breath, roll the shoulders back. Yeah. For sure. So I can give a tip of this too, because right now I'm very much into baby wearing. And that can be a workout too. So I wear them a lot around the house, and it makes you be more conscious of your posture. Like if you drop something on the floor, squatting down to pick it up, or doing the stairs at home up and down a couple of times, you know, if you got to improv somewhere
Correct.
Or another.
I mean, my son is 30 pounds and I lift him and I do a squat. I'm like, it doesn't get better than this. I don't need weights.
Yeah, functional
that
movement.
That explains the arms.
Yeah, there it is.
I'd also like to put into context, he's 30 pounds and 9 months old.
Oh my gosh.
This isn't like a 30-pound two-year-old who will like reach back and hold themselves onto you as much as you're holding them. He is like a super chunk. He is the cutest thing ever, but that's some serious weight.
Yeah, we do a lot of like last night we did you know, squats, and then, you know, just kind of walking up and down the stairs, and my husband is like, you don't need a workout plan, this
you
is
don't.
Your workout
no
situation.
You got a real med ball there.
Penelope's same age and half the size, and I'm like, oh, she's so heavy, I can't imagine what you're doing over there with your little butterball.
He's a butterball. So I think for me, another thing that I just kind of round up our conversation, we talk a lot about, you know, self-care, and I know we've kind of deeped into that, but I have a problem with just taking care of myself, because there's just so much going on. And I think, Lindsay, you and I had this conversation when we met, is how can we integrate self-care into just about everything? And I know you guys do fitness. How can I integrate self-care? What do you guys do for self-care? Because you're in that space, right? You're the one providing self-care to other people. How do you take self-care? How do you practice self-care for yourself?
Kind of a mix of things. I can't meditate as well as Lindsay, but I can take moments of stillness, if that makes sense. I kind of just to focus on my breath. I haven't been able to get deep into the meditation yet, but I'm able to kind of focus on my breath. And I think that's something we don't do enough of, is just pause and breathe, you know, and listen to your body a little bit. But I sometimes need to get out of my space of work, because for me, I am the master trainer at the studio. So every time I'm in class, I'm constantly trying to better our product.
So do you take your son to the studio?
We do. We do bring the boys sometimes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. We have a child care at our location.
Okay.
So that
all three locations?
Nice at Birmingham and Rochester.
Okay.
Currently. So taking myself kind of out of the studio to go for a walk just for 20 minutes around the block and things like that kind of help me clear my mind and clear my space a little bit.
Yeah, I would agree with Janelle that for the longest time before we started the studios, working out was our me time, and it still is.
Yeah.
But it can be hard to then combine the two, because it is hard to turn off your brain and always be, you know, seeing how can we be better, how can we improve. And so meditation is a piece that definitely helps with that. But I think in regard to Blessing, how you asked about, you know, how do you find time or how do you integrate it? Again, it's blocking out that time and not canceling on yourself. Like, show up for yourself. If success to you means that you want to work out 3 times a week, or that you want to meditate a couple times a week, or whatever it is that makes you feel better, it's making it because you
Put
have to
calendar.
Make yourself a priority. Yeah, in the same way that
I
you do
that.
All
Don't
of
quit
the
on
commitments.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you said yesterday?
I had been working out a ton. I had stopped for a while. I literally started yesterday, and it was a Thursday. And I'm like, you know what? You need to start. You can't wait to Monday. You can't wait to January 1st. You keep starting, and you keep starting until you stop quitting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. So what's next for the Barcode? Other than moving to a different location in Birmingham, what do you guys have planned for the rest of the year, and what do you have planned in the near future?
So at the end of the year, we always have a lot of fun holiday-themed classes and boot camps, and so we do our annual turkey torch on the morning of Thanksgiving as a way to get a sweat in before the celebrations. Throughout December, we have Nutcracker Bardio and Hit for the Holidays, and heading into January, we do a resolution remix challenge in the month of January, so it's a bingo card, and it is an entire challenge based on self-care. So yes, there are stamps on there for taking class, but there's also stamps for taking an hour out for yourself to go do something, or for doing something for someone else, buying coffee for the person behind you in line at the coffee shop, or whatever it is. So we're looking forward to that in January. And after that, 2019, we're really excited. As Janelle mentioned, we are always looking to expand our footprint within the community. We think that there are a few cities that have a lot of interest for us for the barcode. And so,
how about Novi?
Macomb Township.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I'm just throwing names out there. Because I know I have good, I mean, there's a, you know, there's a lot of good communities out here in the Metro Detroit area. And I know that you guys are kind of Birmingham, Royal Oak, but, you know, maybe helping out a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
That might be a good one. This is a very personal question. And I want to ask this question because I'm just putting myself in a listener's shoes that wants to know, is the barcode making money? Like, are you guys making any money? You're expanding, obviously, but is this something that, you know, somebody can get into as a franchise owner and make money right off the bat? Or does it take, you know, 5-10 years to really start seeing, for us to start seeing return on investment?
Yeah, we've been making money. I guess.
I know I put you ladies on the spot, but we talk about money a lot on this show.
Yeah,
so.
No, it's definitely been a profitable business for both of us. You know, Lindsay did leave a very nice corporate job, and she's been able to make a better living than she was even doing with that. Same with myself. You know, it's a very profitable business, and the footprint of the barcode nationwide has been growing significantly over the past few years now. Okay. And so there's still a lot of territory that's left for anyone that's interested in, you know, opening up a barcode studio. And
yeah, and to tag off of that too, it has been profitable from a money sense, but I would say also what it's done for our souls has been the impact that it feels so good to be able to go to bed at night and feel like you are able to positively impact someone's day.
I love it.
Doesn't get old. And for me, when I was in college and thinking I wanted to go climb the corporate ladder, and that's admirable and something that is not easy to do, but it was kind of in pursuit of wanting this luxurious lifestyle. And we have been really successful with the studios, but what I've learned is that that profit will only get you so far within your happiness journey, and feeling proud of what you're doing, for me, has been the biggest takeaway and the biggest gift from the studios.
I love it. Where can our listeners find you? Facebook, Instagram, website?
We are at barcode_metd on Instagram, the Barcode Metro Detroit on our Facebook, and www.thebarcode.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming.
Thank you.
So next time when you guys are coming to the studio, bring the boys. So we can have a boy party. It looks like there's a lot of boys
crazy
around here.
Yeah. I have boys too, but mine are 16 and 22.
So
I have no boys.
Then.
No boys yet.
And that is 16 and 22 years
old.
Yeah. Not
yes.
months.
There could be a boy here
I
in the
know,
room right now. We don't
boy.
Know what's in there.
We'll
so.
See soon.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Have a
Thank
wonderful
you.
Day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mama, for joining us on the Mother Honestly podcast. I am your show manager, Kristen Baffo, asking that you please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. And for more resources, visit us at motherhonestly.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram.